Candy and Todd, me and Evan are so excited to talk to you guys about everything, anything, and especially The Wiz, because you guys are producers on it, and it's getting such great reviews, which must be, like, the best feeling in the entire world.
Woohoo! Thank
definitely
you.
It definitely is a great feeling. I mean, to be honest with you, even if they didn't like it, I still love it. So, no, our show, you know how you do something and you like, we did that. Mm-hmm. Like, I know that this show is fabulous. It's all the things. It's the glamour of all the costumes. It's the set. It's crazy and amazing. And the talent of our cast is beyond, like, 10 out of 10s, okay?
Definitely.
No, really, like, the idea of Deborah Cox as Glinda literally gives me chills. I cannot wait to eventually see this show. Like, it is, like, packed with powerhouse vocalists. You guys must be so not only proud of, like, producing an incredible show, but being able to curate such an incredible roster of talent. I mean, I know you guys know everyone, but it's amazing.
Well, it was that was one of the things that was like a must have, right? A must do, right? Like, you can't you know, bring a show back that once starred Stephanie Mills, you know, or once, you know, had the movie version that starred Diana Ross and Michael Jackson, and think you're going to just bring a show back unless you have, like, top-tier talent, right? So that was, like, a must-have for us. Definitely. And when we were talking to our other producing partners about casting and who we wanted for the leading roles, as well as the back, you know, the rest of the cast. So it's just, it's really cool. Like, we have Wayne Brady. He's our Wiz. Mm-hmm. You know, we have Deborah Cox. Avery Wilson. He's an amazing vocalist. He's our Scarecrow.
He sings as good as he looks, which is impressive. Because that's, I'm like, because he's so gorgeous. I'm always like, all right, let's see how he sings. And then you're like, how?
Right.
And he can dance.
Yeah. Right. But Nichelle, who's Dorothy, she's phenomenal. Yeah. As well as our, like, my son, Ace, his favorite is the Tin Man, because he dances so, like, the way he dances is crazy. But it was so funny. A friend of mine had said to me after the opening night, she was like, you know what's so crazy? It's like, not only do your lead cast members sing really well, but the rest of the supporting cast, the dancers, sing excellent as well, because everybody in the show sings, you know, which makes it really cool.
And I love, too, because not only is, like, every person on stage talented, the producers are talented. And also Amber Ruffin helped, like, with some revisions, right? Who is just the funniest. And I feel she is also
super funny.
You guys are kind of similar because you just take over every single lane you're in, which is so great. You. And how is working with her, Lily? Because she's just a star.
Well, honestly, I feel like Amber gave us that special sauce that we needed to make our version of The Wiz different. Mm-hmm. Like, she, when she redid her reimagined version of the script, it is hilarious. From the time it starts all the way to the end, like, and she made it so current, so the jokes are, like, relatable to, like, things that we deal with now, and I just love what she did to it.
Amazing. Yeah, how did you update the script specifically for 2024? Like, what kind of, like, modern things did you infuse into it with Amber?
I mean, okay, so, you know, I can't take any credit for it. She, you know, she did everything as far as, like, coming up with those ideas for updating the script. But what I was saying was, okay, we have the genuine story of The Wiz, which is, you know, everything you needed to succeed was already within you from the start, mm-hmm. right? And it teaches you to believe in yourself. Okay, but the jokes. It's the jokes that makes it so current. So, like, I mean, I don't want to give away anything, because you're going to have to see it when you see
like,
it.
You're like, get your tickets.
Yeah, get your ticket. But, like, say, for instance, like, in The Wiz, you know, the house falls on the Wicked Witch, and that's how she dies. And she's just, you know, it's like, in this housing market? Like, you know, certain things like that, where it's just kind of like, I wouldn't have thought to say it in The Wiz, but it works, you know?
I love that. And when you two were talking about how excited you are with the cast, because, I mean, every single person is so great in it. Were there any people that the two of you were thinking of that were like, oh, they would be so good, but, like, maybe timing didn't work out, or you reached out to and, like, they maybe didn't reply then, but now after they see all the great reviews, they're gonna be like, hi, following, like, you know what I mean? Are there any names like
definitely,
that?
Definitely.
I can't give away any names, but I definitely had I definitely had a couple of names, actually, of people who that, you know, we spoke to or reached out to for different roles, who came back later after we already casted somebody. And I'm like, well, we already casted somebody now. And they're like, well, it was my dream to perform and do this role. And I'm like, I hit you a couple months ago. You know, because even though we weren't announced as producers until, like, closer to the time of starting rehearsals, we actually were already involved, you know, with, you know, the team and during the time of casting. So yeah, I was like giving names, Ty was giving names, and a couple of people I did reach out to personally, and one in particular I was like, girl, you should have hit me back sooner.
Ooh, okay, I'm curious about that
person. I can't say that. She would have been great. But
now, Candy, I was reading your interview with Elle, and obviously, The Wiz has such a special place in your heart. You're talking about how you would always listen to Home by Stephanie Mills on the bus, which we love that song. But I'm wondering, Todd, do you have any special connection to The Wiz? Like, what excited you about producing this project in particular with Candy?
Well, actually, I'm in my mid-30s, but I went to the original production of The Wiz, so please don't date me. Yeah, my mom took me to see The Wiz when I was, you know, very little. And, you know, she just felt like exposure, you know, to the arts early was key. And to be able to work on it now is like, I can't even believe it. You know?
I know. And I feel it's such a fun space to be in, the space of like Broadway and live theater, because I mean, both of you have had your hands in TV, film, music, mm-hmm. and everything mm-hmm. like that, where there is almost, you work on something and then it's released, and then you're kind of almost like, not a disconnect, but you know what I mean, from start to finish. Mm-hmm. But I feel like there's an electricity that like live performing and like Broadway itself, you get, like, how is that feeling? Because I mean, I always just love when I'm going to see a show when like you hear everybody like coming in, ruffling the playbills, getting mm-hmm. everything ready, and then the lights dim. Like, what was the sensation for you both the first time you experienced that watching The Wiz?
Oh, well, the thing that I loved about it, we brought our two smaller kids with us. So Ace and Blaze, they're only 4 and 8. They came with us at the time, they were 3 and 7. They came to the first show that we did in Baltimore, and They were like up on their feet,
standing
singing
and
along.
Dancing.
I wasn't really sure how they were going to do, because you know, you think if you bring a small child to a show like this, you're not sure if they're going to stay, you know, attentive. Yeah. But the entire time, and we actually brought them back to see it 2 more times that weekend. So when I saw that, I was like, oh, we got a hit. Yeah. Because if they are into it like this, then you know, I know that everybody else will love it.
Definitely. And even watching it from when we first opened in Baltimore to now in New York on Broadway was just like, there were chills then, and the chills were even bigger mm-hmm. the other night. Like, it was crazy.
Well, the thing I always tell people is, like, when you're doing live theater, the show is constantly changing. The performance is going to feel different every time. So, you know, we've made a lot of changes, and even Amber went back and changed some of the things in the script. Some of the choreography is different. So even if you saw the show when we took it on tour, you're still going to want to come back and see it now because it's different. You know, even my friends who had came to the show, they were like, wait a minute, they did this different. Oh, my God, like, this changed. And I was like, yeah, that's what happens. Like, every time, it's going to feel brand new.
Yeah.
Wait, we got to talk about your opening night for a second, because it was, we were just talking about how you guys, you know, put together this, like, insane roster of talent for the show. But the insane level of celebrities that came out to your opening night was so crazy. You had Hillary Clinton, Anna Wintour, mm-hmm. Ben Platt, like, it was just like the who's who, like the what's what of the Broadway world and beyond. What was it like for you to know that so many stars were watching the show opening? Like, was that added pressure?
I was a little bit shocked myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you know, you never know who's gonna come out to support you, and you know, on a night like this. And so when I saw that Hillary Clinton came out, I was like, wait a minute, we are big time.
We made it.
We made it. No, but I did love the energy of the room, because, of course, you know, you're wondering, like, okay, are they going to stay through the whole show? Are they really going to watch it?
Yeah.
And they were. Andy came out to support. He was there. And that really meant a lot to me that, you know, he still, you know, supports us and the things that we're doing.
I feel even after you made your announcement, of course, that we will not be seeing you on Bravo next year, which is very upsetting, but we see you everywhere because you guys are just always working. Andy just only speaks so positively and highly of working with you and both of you and everything together. So I feel like it's one of those moments where he's like probably watching you now doing this. It's like he's like in disbelief himself.
Well, I mean, I think he's, you know, I think people that have worked with us, especially when they work with us, you know, from an earlier time in our career to now, I guess they can share that pride that we have in what we're doing. You know what I mean? Because they've all been a part of our growth in the industry, you know.
What was it like working on this project together without the pressure of having to film Housewives? I imagine that was kind of a relief for you guys.
I mean, okay, so I would just say that it's definitely a less stress doing things now and not, you know, being under the eye of RHOA, just simply because, you know, when I'm dealing with stuff with my group, it's stressful.
You all right?
No, but with the ladies of Housewives, it's like, you know, we're always arguing and it's always somebody trying to pick apart what you're doing or tear something down that you've worked so hard for. So, you know, it's, you know, that's the part I'm not going to miss. Yeah.
My anxiety is all right right now. Yes, I'm good.
But I mean, I have nothing bad to say about the show overall. It was, a fun time. At times we had great times. That's how I met Tom. You know, so I have nothing bad to say about my journey on the show, but if I say something I have to miss, it's that part when they want to read you down about something that you worked so hard for.
Well, because I think it was in the Elle interview you were talking about how, like, especially last year, you felt them, like, just a lot of heat coming at you, and you were like, what? Like, what? Well, for what and why? Yeah. Like, so I feel it also kind of came at a good time that they were taking their time picking cameras back up. Because I'm sure, because you're, one of my favorite things about you is your work ethic. And I feel you're someone who would be like, if the cameras went back up, you wouldn't turn it away as much.
Basically, if they would have went right back up, I probably would have just went right into filming, just like I always do, just simply because I was kind of like on autopilot, you know what I mean? I'm one of those people, like you said, I fulfill all my obligations and my commitments, right? But they gave me too much time to think about other things that I like to do and, you know, other ways to really make big money and other things that I wanted to try, you know what I mean? So I was just like, you know what? I'm gonna step back, because if you guys remember last season, you know, the girls, you know, they had a lot to say because I was busy. I was doing my shows with my group Escape. And, you know, they had something to say about that. And realistically, I knew those things weren't going to change. I knew I was only going to do more. Like, it's like my goals are to more. So they would have just been mad this year. So I was just like, let me take a break and let y'all do y'all thing while I continue to do mine.
I feel they would always come at both of you for, like, being busy and working. And my response in my head is always like, well, why aren't they doing that?
Yeah, like, I mean, it's like, realistically, everybody is doing something, right? Yes. But we're just doing it at a different level or different...
a different pace.
Yeah,
you're
different
doing it
pace.
With Hillary Clinton and Anna Wintour. And Amber Ruffin.
And Deborah Cox. We're doing it at a different pace. Yeah. And I'm not ever knocking anything that anybody else is doing. But it's just kind of like, I agree. I just kind of felt last season like I was like, well, I'm doing a lot of things, but every time I come, I feel like I'm doing more than y'all. Well, last year I felt that way.
Yeah.
As the new season is shaping up with Portia, and now we know that Kenya is back in the mix, what are your thoughts on what the future of Atlanta possibly looks like? And now that, you know, now that we got Portia and Kenya back together, like, that, as a fan, that's very exciting to me. I don't know if it's giving you any FOMO about not being part of the next season.
No. It's not making me feel any way about it. Actually, before I really made my final decision, Portia and I had already talked. Like, before she ever made an announcement, before I ever made an announcement, when I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do, I had already told her, like, I didn't know if I was, you know, leaning towards going back or not. And she was telling me that she was trying to figure out what she wanted to do as well. So it was like, really, I think they had the idea that we both were going to be back on together this year. But, you know, I had made my choice to not come back this year. But I am excited that she will be back. I will be watching them. You know, I do have an idea. Well, not have an idea. I know some of the other girls that will be coming on board or whatever. And so I'm actually excited to see how this group of women, how they're going to mix.
And will we be seeing more, like, returning faces or, like, just all, like, some new newbies?
I mean, you know, I can't tell you their business. They have to tell you their business. But, I mean, obviously, you know the returning faces you're going to see. Kenya already announced that she's going to come back. So, I don't even see the show without Kenya. Let me just be for real. That's my girl. I love her. But I definitely feel like she brings it for the show. So, I'm so glad to see her back. Portia, I can't wait to see. You know, she got a lot going on in her life right now. So, I'm sure it'll be exciting to watch. And, you know, some of the other ladies that, you know, I hear that are coming. So, I'm excited for them all. And I'm just sure... I'm sure it's gonna be different, right? But that's what we want, right? That's what everybody said they wanted, something different.
Yeah. Now, Candy and Todd, you two recently celebrated your 10-year wedding anniversary.
10 years.
Such an incredible milestone. And Candy's wedding is now streaming on Peacock again, so we can relive all the.
Oh, it is.
Yes. Yeah. They unlocked the Bravo Vault. And that is part of their the programming that they added to Peacock. But, you know, just as a couple who has not only survived the reality TV machine, but thrived because of the reality TV machine, what are your thoughts on this whole Portia and Simon situation? Have you checked in with her? Do you have any advice for her? It's just so wild to unfold, especially because Simon's making it so public.
Listen, y'all, I try to say anything that has anything to do with her relationships, right? Y'all know, season's back. My opinion was not, you know, she didn't want to hear my opinion about our relationships, and I told her back then I wasn't going to speak on it anymore. You know, so I try not to get involved in the conversation about what's going on with them. I do, you know, hope that everything that first of all, I know Portia, she's gonna thrive. You know what I mean? She's going to continue to thrive and do bigger and better things. And that's all that matters, really, at the end of the day. If that situation don't suit you,
Todd's face is looking a little different.
I just think it's unfortunate whenever a marriage doesn't work, you know. And at the end of the day, at the end of the day, I know he's going through it. She's probably going through it, and they're trying to figure it out. So, you know, I just wish them the best, you know what I'm saying, whether they're together or not. You just don't want to see it get messy. It's just kind of like.
Yeah, I don't want to see it get messy, but, you know, and I don't want it to seem like I didn't, you know, saying anything about the relationship itself. I'm just saying her as a person.
Right.
As long as she's doing great and what she has coming, then what happened doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because we've seen her thrive, have issues, go above it, and then, like, succeed from that beyond anyway. That's all good. Yeah, which is great. And how, because I feel like you guys always celebrating the 10-year milestone, what I love and always, like, watching how much you guys always are able to work together. What do you feel you've learned, especially maybe now even with the cameras off, of your relationship while working together? Because that is kind of, it's like a beautiful relationship, but also the most, like, you just add more stress to stress.
True, but we work well together.
Yeah,
I think I said this before. I think it's playing your part. You know what I mean? Like, everybody has to know their role. You know what I mean? And I think once you can identify that, and I think sometimes, because some of my friends have said it, like, oh, man, you know, it's always about her. I'm like, she's the star. I'm the supporting cast member. And if you know that, you know what I mean? Like, you just got to come to grips that, like, yo, this is what it is, but we can still be successful and do amazing things. And it doesn't have to be my name.
Also, you're married to a Taurus who came in bedazzled denim. Like, I see, like, that's my, yes, I'm a Taurus. And I need this outfit. So, yes.
Team Taurus. But let's be clear. He's a Leo, so his ego has to be stroked all the time. So he says all this in front of the cameras.
No, that's not true.
But to be honest, I just normally let him have his way in most things.
See, I'm laid back. Now y'all see the marriage, y'all friend.
No. I'm laid back, so I kind of let him have his way most of the time. And then you, like you said, you let me shine and do what I need to do.
Right, yeah, just stroke my ego behind the scenes. And in front, you could do all of this. You can do all of this,
right? I love that. I think that Taurus and Leo are honestly a really good mix. And obviously, you know, here on the couch right now, it's so apparent how much you guys love each other. So I'm wondering, you know, over the past year plus, there have been so many public breakups, especially within the Bravo universe. Seeing all those breakups play out, does it make you extra grateful for your relationship?
I love our relationship, but you know, I tell everybody that I think ours has been different than most, just simply because a lot of the people that come into the Bravo atmosphere or universe as a couple, we didn't come on as a couple. We met on the show. And
And we had
he's,
experience.
yeah, he's been behind the scenes as a producer, so he knows how the TV world works. So he doesn't let a lot of things get to him that other people may. I mean, and this is just my opinion. I think it's a lot different if a couple comes on, let's say that, you know, the husband is the one who's used to being in charge and laying down the law and everything in their relationship. But then here you go, you put them out there in front of the world, and now the wife is the one that has more, you know, public, you know,
Exposure.
exposure. Then now she feels more empowered, and maybe y'all having arguments that y'all weren't having before.
That's
You
true.
know what I mean? Whereas ours, we started here, so it's kind of
Right.
like
Yeah, we
we
was
don't know anything any we don't know anything different is what I'm trying to say. Their relationship was different before they got on the show. Ours
So
has been
true.
the same because we started while I was already on the show.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. That actually makes me think. You know, Candy's Wedding is on Peacock right now. Another series that has been recently added to Peacock is Don't Be Tardy. And I was just thinking how Kim and Croy, they met on the show, like kind of organically at that. I think it was like some Dancing with the Stars in Atlanta or something. I know you didn't want to say much about Portia and Simon, but do you have any thoughts on the Kim and Croy of it all?
Not really, because you know, I really wasn't around that much, you know, once, you know, when now that it has gotten to that point. I didn't expect it, you know what I mean? I didn't know that that was gonna happen to her. I think it was very surprising, but then I guess we would say the same about Portia Simon. I didn't expect that either. Expect that either. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, I just kind of feel like I don't know. Everybody deals with things differently, and I hate that for them because they've been together a long time at this point,
They've been through a lot.
and got a
And
lot
I
of
thought they were like
kids.
obsessed with each other. Like they it felt like their chemistry at one point was so like palpable. I never expected that it would get to this point.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, I think, and that's another thing. Let's be for real. A lot of people on television, you know, the what they give to the gram or social media is always a lot different than what you hear about behind scenes and different things or whatever. So I just like, I don't know.
They're like, I can't edit the show, but I can edit my Instagram caption.
Exactly.
Come give me a hug. Right, get out of here.
Or just Photoshop. Can you Photoshop us in this picture together, please? Thank you so much.
Which I think that, you know what, I think Todd and I are so different in that way because, like, we had this thing we were doing on his YouTube page called Todd and the Glam Squad, where he would, like, talk, we would talk about relationship topics while I was getting my hair and makeup done. And our discussions would get heated because we're good, we like debating.
Debate,
Yeah.
We like to debate. So, but we never really tried to, like, you know,
Filter it.
filter it at
Yeah.
all. And with that being said, people were saying we were getting divorced. I was like, what? But we were
Wait, what?
just having a regular debate, you
Yes.
know what I mean?
Now, because you guys are Broadway production experts, a question I always wonder is why, when do we expect one of them to turn, like, to make a jukebox musical? Could you see that happening for either of them?
Oh, I definitely can see Beyoncé doing that.
Right?
Beyoncé is very creative, and obviously her music, but then also her
Packaging.
imaging and her packaging and how she puts her stories together. And shout out to Alicia Keys, you know, she's doing her musical about her life since we're talking about it, you know what I mean? Now bring it back to our musical, The
Ease on down the road and get them tickets.
Yeah, but you know, I've worked with Alicia as well in the past. I love her. I love her music, so I'm excited for her as well.
And I'm excited to go see The Wiz very soon because I cannot wait.
Let's go.
Let's
And
go.
I am
Ease
so
on down.
excited.
Ease on down the road.
And thank you guys so much for taking the time to chat with us
Thank
today,
you.
too.
Thanks for having
Good.
us.